Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord, your speaker, John Horn, and we're going to say a little more now about the parable that was directed to the young man, the lawyer, who came to the Lord Jesus Christ feeling his own self-sufficiency and who had never learned that he was helpless and hopeless and further unable to meet the righteous and the holy claims of the law that he himself thought was the way to obtain eternal life or the way to God. But in this, he was clearly mistaken, as the parable clearly shows us. And so, in the reading of this parable, that is chapter 10, St. Luke chapter 10, and verses 30 right through verse 37, we have brought before us not only the condition of this young man, but the condition of the speaker and each and every human being as a result of the one man's sin and the fall. And of course, as we have been stressing, do believe in ruin by the fall, redemption by the blood, regeneration by the Holy Spirit of God as the way back to a holy and to a righteous God. Now, I trust that as a result of this parable, the young man saw his picture. And I should further say that as a result of our having read it and having brought the story before you in our last broadcast, and we hope to further stress it today, if you have not seen your condition as a helpless, hopeless, ruined person, I mean, in a spiritual way, then we trust that you'll read this wonderful parable, study it carefully in the presence of God, and I'm sure if you do, you will be willing to admit that you belong to a ruined and to a fallen race. Now the story goes on to tell us, as the Lord Jesus himself depicts it, that a certain man went down from Jerusalem, the city of peace, to Jericho, the city of the curse, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And I'm sure we pointed out to you that this presents to us the picture of the first man, Adam, and Adam's fall in the Garden of Eden. And as a result of that fall, sin and death were brought into the world, for we read in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, "For as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Now, what could a person do? And I'm sure as the Lord Jesus describes this case and brings before us not only the law, the just demands of that law, but the ministers of that law as well. How helpless all of us to meet his particular case in a state of spiritual death. And I'm sure those of you who are listening in today, if you know the Word of God, and if you have read it at all, or if you've heard good sound preaching of the Scriptures, you certainly have learned that you stand before God, if you have never been saved, you stand before God in a state of spiritual death, and something must be done for you, and it can only be done by the Good Samaritan. However, let me point out very briefly and quickly now. It said, "By chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side." Now, I should just like to remind you that the law is helpless to meet a helpless sinner. You see, after all, the law cannot bend. You could break the law, but you could never bend it to accommodate yourself. And so when the priest comes by that way and sees him, he passes on to the other side. Now, this is exactly a picture of the law, a picture of the priest. And then, of course, when we come to the Levite in verse 32, "Likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, he came and looked on him and passed by on the other side." Now, just a reminder that the priest could not possibly have come to where the fallen man was, the man that was wounded and stripped and half dead, for had he touched him, he himself would have been ceremonially unclean and he would have required cleansing. So, there was nothing he could do for him. And the Levite, who represents the ordinances of the law, and of course that in our day would picture baptism and the Lord's Supper and so on, and these cannot pick up a poor fallen man. What he must have, what she must have, is a Savior. And so I'm glad to tell you in the rest of the story, at least we're just going to start it, which says, "A certain Samaritan as he journeyed came where he was." And this pictures our Lord Jesus Christ, that one who took the long journey from the Father's throne, from the very Father's heart, who came into this world right to where the sinner was to meet his case. But more about it. Oh, let me tell you, though, right today you could have your case met if you turn to the Good Samaritan, the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.